in ancient Athens. It's even remarkable to see what's left of it now. If you were an architect, you'd see the buildings. If you were a stonemason, you'd see how the bricks were laid. If you were a street cleaner, you'd see how clean the streets were. If you were a clothier, you'd be looking at the wardrobe of everybody. But if you're a preacher of the gospel, all you can see is the spiritual realities. That's how you view the world. That's how I view the world. The rest escapes me, like it escaped Paul. It's very hard to take a tour. I can promise you, I've been a lot of places in the world and have seen a lot of things in the world. But when I come away from all those things, what dominates my mind is nothing physical that I saw, but it's the overwhelming sense of the spiritual emptiness and the horrors of not knowing Christ and not knowing the gospel. Friday, I did a seminar in Amman, Jordan by video. Saturday, I did a seminar in Beirut, Lebanon by video. My only interest in Amman, Jordan and Beirut, Lebanon is to get the gospel of Jesus Christ into those places. I have a passion that the Word of God would get everywhere in the world where it needs to be heard. Paul only viewed the world from the spiritual perspective. Remember what he says in writing to the Corinthians, since I've come to Christ, I know no man according to the flesh. I don't see people superficially anymore. There he is in the great city. He doesn't say, wow, this is a very religious city. That's good. That's not good. He was impressed that it was full of idols. Then he goes to the Areopagus where the Supreme Court of Athens met, the very court where Socrates, by the way, was tried and condemned. Now, 4 centuries later, the Apostle Paul is there. And Athens offered a home to almost every imaginable god in the vast pantheon of paganism. Even if you go to Athens today, you see that massive temple up on the Acropolis. It was a temple to a myriad of gods. Nearly every public building in Athens was at the same time a shrine to a god. The recording house where documents were recorded was the temple to the mother of all gods. The council house where the council met was a temple to Apollo and Jupiter. The theater was consecrated to Bacchus, the god of orgies and drunkenness. And the Acropolis, as I said, was a collection of the sculptures of all the primary gods. The importance of Athens could hardly be exaggerated. It was the city of Socrates, the city of Plato, the adopted city of Aristotle and Epicurus, who started Epicureanism, and Zeno, who started Stoicism. Sculptures were everywhere. Philosophies were everywhere. Religious philosophies, because all their philosophies were connected to gods. Athens was a breathtaking city, a blend of